From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A Spanish judge has issued an international search and arrest warrants for ousted Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont and other aides. Karen Prasciutti has more.
Former Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont flew to Brussels this week after Spanish authorities removed him and his cabinet from office for pushing the region's secession. The Spanish government also called for an early election for December 21st. Puigdemont told Belgian state broadcaster RTBF on Friday that he did not flee Spain and is ready to be a candidate in the early polls. Carolyn Prasciutti, VOA News.
The United States military, for the first time, has conducted two airstrikes against Islamic State group fighters in Somalia, where the group is growing a presence in the country long threatened by the Al-Qaeda extreme-linked group Al-Shabaab. Barry Newhouse has those details.
The U.S. Africa Command said the two drone strikes killed several terrorists in northeastern Somalia, with the first around midnight local time and the second later Friday morning. The U.S. said the airstrikes were carried out in coordination with Somalia's government.
At least six missiles struck in Buka, a remote mountainous village roughly 60 kilometers north of Kandala town in the northern state of Puntland. Cuba's foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez, is accusing the United States of deliberately lying about the mysterious sonic attacks on U.S. diplomats in Cuba.
Estoy diciendo que no.
He told reporters at the National Press Club that no attack occurred. The statement was the latest denial by Cuban officials. The U.S. has cut staffing at its Havana embassy by 60% in response to the incidents and expelled 17 Cuban diplomats from Cuba's embassy in Washington. This is VOA News.